This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good, so we're holding here HaChof Hei.
Yeah.
B'miyot Tercheretz, Kloima. So this is a steer minei obey. Af agav shekol toyeshim amlocha safely bottle. So it says that you should toif toim der heretz and so on. Mikol mokim ein lo lasis malach teika ki isepe kaitzim mevarachim. Amar chanan birchim mishum abir berlo deres hashanim osu terosan keva umlach tera roi. Zev zen is kaim biyodom. Deres hachrena osu malach ten keva terosan roi zezay is kaim biyodom. So lemaise in terms of the yachas of roi and miyot, of ikar and tofu, there is supposed to be the ikar teira and this is tofu. So he's mechalik over here between der cheretz and teira, in saying that the der cheretz and schera. Schera means a person's oisik in a ribui of mamonis, whereas in der cheretz means the normal mahalach of plowing, sowing, so on and so forth. So he says, Afkein ha-masa matan tamid, k'may shu ha-malacha shu tamid, v'lachin ha-masa matan ikar, l'chein hutzach loy me'shneihem. Okay. Chofov, ha-makas me'koyme, pir, she'edeh erach ma'losev v'chasroinoi, avl imachshiv, atzmei choshev yoysi ma'shu, v'toye ba'atzmei, en atoye ru'lis b'mokum tos, rak teris emesi. So this is there's an akuda here. He's saying that because Torah is Torah is not really has been mokum tos, and therefore it's a problem in the Torah. So in the second one, in the next of Oid, he says the apostle reason that the person is make a person who doesn't understand himself. In other words, he's not a chacham. He misreads himself, so he misreads Torah also. So that's a much posh thing. I wanted to address what the first one means. when we say we have a tefisa in Torah, so it comes along with a certain evaluation of what chelik of Torah I can be taifis. The marshal, you bring a shayla to a paisik. So a paisik will say, this shayla is above my pay grade. I don't have plates to deal with a shayla like that. In other words, it's not, obviously, if the person doesn't know halach is, then he doesn't need any fancy language, then he doesn't know what halach is. We're talking about a person who knows technically what halach is, but I say to himself, it's a din of the fashas. I'm not shaykh to it. I can't be done or something like that. It's not where I'm holding. So the level of, so the tfise in Torah is totally, so if I'm honest with myself, if I have a right haracha, so the Torah that's toughest in me is appropriately toughest. This chelik of Torah is clicks in, and I can label my understanding of Torah at this level to be part of Torah, and something beyond that not to be. So Torah has to be not roilus b'mokum tos, means it can't be in a place where it shouldn't be. For me to pass on such and such inyan, when I'm not shaykh to it, that's the pshat, is that I'm tefis Torah in a place that I'm not. V'oid im Torah ba'atzmei kachot Torah v'kam Torah di v'Torah. So if it's lacking his own haracha, so this is interesting. This is despite the fact one could have thought that he's telling himself al smidas ros. you know, I think that I'm a big chacham. That has nothing to do with an evaluate. It's not my lack of ability to evaluate myself. It's my lack of wanting to evaluate myself. So it could have. Yet the Maral says that it also means that the person, He's a toya in a certain hakara, even though it's a very different type of hakara. It's not the same, but he says it's if he's toyer ba'atzmoit, then his klei mida not good, and he doesn't have good kelim for learning Torah. Avamishu makas atzus halos of imyur chesaron ba'atzur makas gam kain kol chesaron sheshu b'talmudai. Ve'mikablei no b'shum davar. So he says the person himself will understand where he doesn't understand pshat. In other words, so this is a little more closer to the point that he's talking about. If a person doesn't understand himself, then he's never going to say my understanding of the sugya is not quite good because of his lack of appropriate understanding himself. And then he says, so this is true, not only in the klolius of Torah, you know, how accomplished of Talmud Chacham am I, and how much more I have to learn. Even every prat to prat, I learn something. So I need to understand. Do I say, yeah, I have it, and it's 100% like I say, or I'm still leaving myself room for thinking about it? If I don't leave myself room to think about it, then the pshat is there's nothing doing over here. When I'm toifis something, and I say, in this thing itself, I was toifis, I say, I think I have a mahalach, but it still needs to be worked out. It still needs to go further. There's more pratim here. There's more a sharper definition. The person will grow. The person's impetus lishma for growing is a sense of a lack of knowledge. So the reason why I learn over sugi again is because I feel I don't quite have it. But if a person doesn't have that type of attitude, he doesn't dehair where he does and where he doesn't. Then the pshat is the person can, you know, there's no gvul to what the person can you know, he knows everything. So what's the problem? Hachav Zayin, asameach bechelkoi, shasameach bechelkoi ba'an l'mayla shu eina chase ba'atzmai. Asameach bechelkoi is someone who's not chase ba'atzmai. Shim hu eina asameach bechelkoi lo yekabol adam k'moi zeh ha'shlomi b'teira, shu'a teira hi l'odam l'ashim atzmai, b'zeh chase lo'ilam. So this is very, very fascinating. Let's just finish up a little bit and we'll talk about it. So this is this pshat, the latest pshat that he said over here, fits in very well. And let's talk about it in a minute. It's a person who has a real understanding of himself. So let's take it on a practical level where it's facts. I need $100,000. I have $50,000 in the bank. So I need to be aware of having $50,000 in the bank and needing $100,000. If I don't think I need $100,000, then I make no effort to get more money. If every dollar I put into the bank, I say it's not enough, but there's no registering of I do have half of the money, then at some point it's futile. It's like I keep pouring water into a cup that has a hole in it. So in money, so if, let's say you have this type of person who's, it's not enough. There's never enough. Because maybe. Then the person never has kalim so he bets and doesn't have the money. Let's say I need $100,000. I have $100,000. But my attitude is, I don't see it until it's happening. You never know. This might happen. So I keep begging for more money. I never have money. I'm never toifis myself as having. The mela, I'm not an usher in any sense of the word because I don't have anything. If I need $1 million, I have $100,000. I'm really impoverished. In Torah, it's also like that. if a person doesn't deher, the simcha of what he has doesn't deher that I have an understanding and I need an understanding. If there's no honest deher on both sides of it, the person is not going to progress in learning. If he's so self-sure of himself that, yeah, he knows it all and it's pashit and so on, then there's no point in him going weiter. If the person, on the other hand, is not, it doesn't feel any satisfaction what he does know and what he does have, then the person's also not going to learn. I mean, what's the point of it? I keep learning. I've been learning 50 years and I'm mentally and emotionally, I'm the same place I was before. I don't know. So there's not going to be a Kinyan Torah that way. A Kinyan Torah has to be where the things I know, what I've gotten to, I have satisfaction in. I have a sense that I have something, and then I'm going further with it. It's one of, I guess a segue. It's one of the problems in yeshivas. I think one of the big problems in yeshivas is the so-called Iyun Starim, where things are left off, nothing, nowhere. You'll go through a lot of points, a lot of things. Everything ends up being a kasha or shver or whatever it is. There's no sense of summing up a sugya and all sense put together. So there's no sense of satisfaction. So a person doesn't have anything. And that's, if there's no mahalach way, say, this is the sugya, these are the points that are left unclear, these are some nekudas we've suggested as possible, but I have a dover, I have something. I have things I know, and I have things that second time round I'll clarify, and I have some things that I could possibly say a second hesba, then I have something. But if it's just one big murky, questions, and that's it, everything left up in the air, then it's very hard to see that the person will want to learn. The Sameach Bechalkoi means the person has a sense that I know something, I learned something. It's you get this type of Toyala Rishonis, people sit in yeshivas for years and learn, then they go learn Yerideya, and the first time in their life, they know something, they can actually answer a question, and they can say, this is Machlekes Tushitas, this is how we pass, and this is this. The first time in life has a feeling, many people say, I wish I would have done that for 6 years instead of just having kashes and maybes and nothing like that. Because Sameach Bechalkoi and Makas Mekoimoi are the two halves that are necessary for a person to have a Kinyan Torah. One is to have a sense of Kinyan Torah, that a person knows something. This is what I know, this is what I understand, this is what I have down. That allows you to pursue it, or else the person doesn't. But what I want this for? All it is is a lack of clarity. On the other hand, a person who's very smug with himself, and whatever he understands at any particular moment is his sum total of understanding, then the person is also not going further. To go further, the person has to know and has to have what he needs to know. Those are the two things. So this pshat goes with this last pshat of what Marcus Mekoyme is. That's all that pshat. Omno, pirush asher amarnu ki mishu Marcus Mekoyme ish emes. So he says a tif in the kud over here. He says that the first pshat that he said, the two pshatim of Makas Mekoyma and Sameach Bechalkoi, really dovetailed, like we said before. But according to the other pshat that he said, that it's an important midah, that the midah being Maka Emes is an important midah for a person to use to be Teifetz, Sameach Bechalkoi is also important midah. So I mean, he said they're both midas sichlius, and therefore both of them are important to Torah because they're a certain type of midah. What exactly does it mean they're both midas sichlius as opposed to other inyanim? So there are midas that beikar relate to what's the right word for it? The olam ha'maisa, let's say. A person has taivas, so that's something that he wants things. A person is koyes, he doesn't have these things. So he has a mida of kas. Those are things that revolve around actual physical things. Jealousy. I see a person has a nice car, so I'm jealous. Those midas, the focal point of the midas are things. There are other midas, and so midas ha'emes that we're talking about, and is the mida how to evaluate something. In other words, when I'm talking about this is a table, that's a physical inyan, and a computer could also recognize a table. How much is this table worth? What is its value? So now I'm talking about a class of things. I'm talking about tables what is the value of tables in this world? What place does it take in this world? What place does this table take on tables? It's a much more refined. It's not a physical kvias. How much it's worth is not physical. It's not how many pounds it is. Once I know the value, I can multiply it by pounds. But value is an idea of what is its makom in this world. How much weight does it carry? How many apples is it worth? How many oranges is it worth? That's the idea of evaluating something. And emes means, when we're talking about a factual, we're not talking about a factual emes, like kilo, you know, is this wood, is it not wood? We're talking about emes as in the world of ideas, is this idea a real idea? So a person who doesn't have it, doesn't have a kalim to be teifis things that are sichlius. And that's why he doesn't have it. Sameach b'chelkoi is a very, very similar inyan. Sameach b'chelkoi means an evaluation of my matziv klapi a klolistik inyan. I have the following talents. I have the following assets. I have the following setup. Is that good? That's something. Sameach b'chelkoi is an evaluation of what's the erech of my life, of the things I have in my life. That also requires shuma, is something that requires seichel. It's das to be sham. Something is something that it's a value setting. The Rav Putna has a piece. It's a Shabbos, I think. He says. So he says over here that he speaks about he says something along the lines that Shabbos is the day, Friday was the day Adam was never Friday, so Shabbos was the first day that had Adam. The idea of Gedula Bacharu, the idea of evaluating something and calling it, you know, when I choose something based on merit. Te'ima is something that's a physical reality. But gedula b'charu, meaning I choose that which is important, chashuv, great, b'chira requires placing an erech and a shuma on it. I think he speaks by Richas about that nekuda of shuma and erech over there. It's something that requires a look at an abstract thing. So these are two midas that are in the world of midas. These two midas are sichlistic midas, meaning they relate. they're a drive for something that's not the thing itself, but it's a value of something, and therefore you put the two meters together. That's what he says over here. Chav ches ha'oisis yog ledvarav pirush sha'oisis geder ledvarav shelo yite bedibur shaloi ki kol geder v'syog shelo yite v'dover ze royal aseichel she'edvarav bi'ibuv. So at first glance, it sounds like sort of a Zahira's Kolos, that the person is, he's Zoya, that people shouldn't make a mistake and so on. I think there's a little more over here, and I think he's saying it. The problem, anytime you take Dvarim Sichlium and you transfer them to the world of Maisa and even Dibur, you get somewhat of an inaccurate translation. That's the Metzias HaDvarim, because it's more gas, because it's more, and that's one of the reasons why whenever we feel something, no matter how hard we try to express it, we never feel satisfied, because by definition, the words are more coarse than the understanding. Understanding is ruchni, quasi ruchni. It's something that is very fine. Words are more coarse. They're already things, and you have to use approximate words. That's the nature of it. Anytime you have a set of numbers, whatever, whenever you try to put into Maisa, it's a little bit off. It's not quite. On a piece of paper, you can have exactly 100 grams. There is no exactly 100 grams of anything in the world. It's always plus minus one part in 100, one part in 1,000, and so on. So a person who is a chacham means he understands that, and therefore sharpening his words, honing the gedurim that he's saying over here. That's what he says over here, that the person is shlo yite bedibur shaloi, and the Yehuda shekpida l'shoinim miskayim etarasim biyadam. It's because when you have, the more precise your words are, the more sharply you actually have the idea. If the words you have are kind of vague, then the idea gets lost also. You don't have the sharpness of the point itself, and b'meil it's not mashpia so much, and you don't have it, and you end up making mistakes because it's be'erech. It's one of the reasons why they always say, person when he paskins or when he learns halacha, he should learn the makairis, because whatever words the Shulchan Aruch is using for the olam lemaisa, there's always something inexact about it, and unless you go back to where it's coming from, it loses itself. It's not going to be exactly that way, but mainly you're going to come to tos. So it's not just as the heroes and heroes hate to be careful so they don't come to tos. It's not coming to tos because your Torah becomes inaccurate. It's a midah mitzad the Torah shabai. He also adds something over here, which is Bnei Yehuda shekpida l'shoyne miskayim terasim biyadam. So he says that it shouldn't be. He also, as he says before, dovzer aser sheidvar beirbuv. The fact that the word should also be mesuda, that conveys a certain sharpness of the music itself. When a person writes in a way that's very crisp, the idea comes across well. When he vaguely writes, then that's what it is. It's very, very interesting. The Rambam, when he writes in his Akdama to Mishnayos about Mesiras HaTorah, so he writes about the Moshe Rabbeinu God and so forth, Torah Shebaal Peh, and then he writes about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he writes about Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Milas and wonderful Milas, And he writes, one of his Ikar Milos was his extraordinary Yediyah of Lashon HaKodesh. That's what he writes. He says that he was an Uman, you know, Lashon HaKodesh, he was Shay Lashon HaKodesh, and so on and so forth. What kind of Milos is that? Not even such a shivish thing. It's, you know, who knows Dikduk and Lashness and that? And it's very Pashit. The Mishnah's words, the words in Mishnah's are learned, you know, for each word. Chasur Mechsev Achikitani, this is this, this is that, the Tana says this or that way. The information is only as good as the person who wrote it. And it loses much of its value if it's not exact. So it means, maybe it means this, maybe it doesn't mean it, maybe it's an avdafke, maybe just a slip of the pen, maybe this, maybe that. I mean, adrabe, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once said, just so well, he said, put it so well, someone asked him, how far can you be medayik or rishit? So he said, as far as he was medayik in writing it. In other words, you look at Rashi or the Rambam, the reason why you're medayik kotzer shodyur, because he wrote it with bidiyuk. So, and the Rambam wrote bidiyuk. You see the sharpness of the Lashon, and b'meila, you can be medayik it. Other Rishonim wrote more by Richus, and sometimes it's easier because of that, but you can't shtalzach on every little kutzah shayud and say why this, why that, why the other thing. And it's fascinating. The Rambam in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah says that the Lashon that he used was the Lashon Mishnah. In other words, what Lashon Kodesh could he use? The Lashon of Tanakh does not have enough words to use in giving over the meaning of these inyanim. The Gemara is already an earbuv of many words of different Lashonis. That's not his language. The Lashon HaMishnah is the Lashon used. That's what he writes. But to Rabbeinu HaKadosh is on a pedestal in terms of the Sheresh Darsha Baal Peh. One of the most important qualities was the Lashon, to be able to have a clear and effective Lashon for it. It means that it's the best we could do to understand what he said, because everything he wrote is bediyuk rapso. So anytime, so that's what he says over here. The siyag ledvarav means there's a certain sharpness. The words are fenced in. There's not extra verbiage. There's not loose verbiage. It's very crisply. You know, everything is mesura exactly, and so on. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
So this has got nothing to do with like the siyag that we saw at the beginning of the Masechta. Why does the Mishnah just say that you're medaktik bil shayne? What is this siyag ledvarov? A siyag is usually a protective fence for your words. We're just saying be precise in the way you articulate.
Well, it's more, but that's because that siyag, in its words, have a tendency to flow. Like the Rambam says, it should be, you know, dvarim ma'atim, and in Yonim Meruba, the words have a way, he reigns in his words, because extra words are as bad as a lack of words. That's the way he learns it up. I don't know why. I guess his understanding of Siyag, like the Agedah for Shmiras HaMitzvahs, wouldn't be in Kinyan Torah. All these things have to relate somehow to it makes the Kinyan Torah stronger. What does that have to do with Kinyan Torah? I think that's why he's coming from.